out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't know anything about this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not off the disgusting purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hey everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a wee little sea here after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us live as... that's the whole point. If you're not listening live, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun streaming on the Crab Diving Network for you 24/7. Or you've gone and downloaded us at iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com, a whole shit ton of podcasting apps. However you're getting us, we appreciate the gargling fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours slinging some e-turds at the right, mostly at Trump.
Oh, yes.
And all kinds of other heinous attitudes that the Republicans are trying to do here in the United States of America.
Suck my dick.
Join us on our social medias. Tweet us during the show and that shit. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And are we just surrounded by the willfully fucking ignorant?
Yes.
You know.
One of them is president.
God, he sounds nuts, doesn't he?
Water, big water, ocean water. Puerto Rico.
Holy fuck.
We love Puerto Rico.
My Jeez. Two new drops.
We love Puerto Rico.
Water,
oh, those are great.
Big water, ocean water.
You know what? I got to recut that one. It drops off a little at the end.
Water.
His last
water,
is cut off a little.
Big water, ocean water.
Water.
I got to re...
What's wrong with him, man?
Edit that one. Thanks for joining us. Tweet us during the show if you like at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. Bingo was his name-o.
Bingo.
You remember that song?
Yeah. As a kid, some kind of
B-I-N-G-O.
It was a good one.
We sang that with vigor.
Some nun is beating the shit out of you with a ruler if you don't hit all the lyrics,
yeah,
pulling
my, we had one that used to pull your sideburns.
God, what is wrong with these educators, man? Is that how you get
well,
a kid to learn?
Well, they were nasty old nuns. I mean,
yeah.
That was the whole issue. Although, I told you that one...
Nasty old nuns.
That one lay teacher we had was... In eighth grade, they had to send a kid home because he got hit with the fun bat a little too hard. Ha 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 ha.
Oh, my God. Imagine that's your kid. Like, hey, maybe I hit you with a fun bat. What do you think about that? Let's have some fun.
A lot of those Catholics, though, would be just like, what did you do?
Jesus.
Why did the priest fuck you? I mean, why did the priest hit you?
Oh, yeah, sure. Blame the victim.
If you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy shit at Amazon and go through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you get, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here.
We get paid, baby.
Crabdiving.com/Audible. We'll take you over for a free trial of Audible. Download some books.
Yummy.
Educate your fucking self. I mean,
right.
Have some fun. Download some great books.
I just fucking...
For the Trump voters among us.
Yeah. One of my
educate
friends,
your fucking self.
I just said that exact phrase. Don't you have an iPhone in your pocket? Educate yourself. Read something.
Yeah, other than Breitbart.
Yeah, well.
Which has been outed.
What do you mean? Oh, you mean the Klanny folks?
The Klanny stuff.
There's actually white supremacist writing.
I'm still waiting to see if it comes out that any of these were directly colluding with Russia.
Of course, right?
Yeah. Like some of these, quote, news outlets. Did you see? Okay, this is not a headline. We'll get to the headlines in a moment.
A moment?
Well, yeah. I'm trying to save a syllable here and there.
Right.
We talk for 2 hours. It gets a little, you know,
efficiency
wearying. The Russian hackers. Here's the headline.
Nicked.
Over at the fake news CNN.
Boo.
Why is it not? No. Hijo de,
CNN.
Hijo de coño puta chupame.
Man, I really like James Earl Jones when he used to do the. This is CNN.
This
or something
CNN.
Like that. It's
he still does
do.
That every once in a while when I open that app on my phone.
Oh, really? That is Morgan Freeman. He took that job. He did. I swear to God.
I don't think so.
Didn't Morgan Freeman? I remember the story, man.
I don't know.
He didn't.
I don't know that one. Sad. I don't know that story.
Right. Tweet us at Crab Diving.
But the story is that the Russians, our friends, or Trump's friends, you may have heard of them.
Oh, yes.
The Russian hackers, for some reason, some of their tentacles extended to Pokemon Go.
The fucking game where you walk around with your iPhone?
The fucking game where you run around with your iPhone.
I'm trying to catch a Pokemon, right?
It says over to the newsroom at CNN, Russian meddling extended to Pokemon Go.
Ugh.
You know what? I had the fucking story.
No shit.
And now all I'm getting
Why
is some of
the
their
Russians
stupid videos.
Be hacking into Pokemon Go? I mean, does Trump play it or something? Oh my God. Does Trump play Pokemon Go?
Yeah. I caught a Pikachu in the in the bowling alley in the basement of the White House.
Oh, man.
Here we go. Russian efforts to meddle in American politics did not end at Facebook and Twitter.
Yay!
A CNN investigation of a Russian-linked account shows its tentacles extended to YouTube, Ooh. Tumblr, and even Pokemon Go.
Oh, my God.
There was one of these campaigns,
yes.
Facebook, Twitter, blah, blah, blah,
right.
Was a black, what pretended to be part of BLM.
What do you mean? Oh, my God. So
trying to
rile up the
twofold,
nuts.
Trying to rile up
the racists.
Yeah, trying to rile up black people by posting every story they could find about cops shooting black people and keeping every bit of discrimination they could find.
Yes.
And then the other side was then they would switch over to one of their Ruski accounts.
Right.
And or one of their pro-Trump accounts, and screen cap the comments. Look at these Negroes, these angry
God.
Negroes. They would fire them up.
Yeah.
Or in some cases, they think they would say, kill all whiteys with one of their accounts.
Right.
Switch over to their I Love Trump account.
Yes.
Screen cap that shit and share it and say, look it, they want to kill all whiteys. And then that goes
God.
Viral, and then your dumb uncle, your dumb racist fuck uncle sees that shit like, look at this. Look, they want to kill all the whiteys. See?
God, I hear that, and I'm like, well, it's hopeless. It's hopeless.
If they're
using Facebook like that, I mean, how do we undo that? And what does Mark Zuckerberg have to say for his fucking company?
He's a weenie. Really,
he got used. I thought he was.
They
a fucking
knew what was
genius.
Going on earlier, yeah, and trying to, you know, now tap dance away from the fact that they probably knew what was going on for a fucking while. The page is called "Don't Shoot Us."
The Russian page
of pretending to be black people,
right? Well, I mean, Yeah.
They say this page offers new insights in how Russian agents created a broad online ecosystem.
Right.
Where divisive political messages were reinforced across multiple platforms.
Multiple.
They would share it from their Twitter to their YouTube.
Right.
To their Pinterest to whatever. And then their other accounts would share that. Their buddies' troll accounts would share.
Right.
And eventually a moron or two would pick it up and be like, oh my God, I better share this.
Holy shit. So they're just they're staging a Facebook
communities.
War.
It says broad online ecosystem.
Holy shit. God, that's amazing.
They say that the Don't Shoot Us Facebook page was one of 470 taken down after Facebook determined they were linked to they're calling it the IRA. This is the International Research Agency, which is a Kremlin-linked troll farm.
God damn.
The IRA.
So, shit.
They say it may have been had dual goals of galvanizing African Americans in protest.
Yes.
And encouraging other Americans to view black activism as a rising threat.
Oh my God. I mean, so it's
just in every capacity.
It's fucking theater.
Trying to sow discord here in this country.
And so Jared Kushner and people in the Trump administration on that election campaign were helping Russia.
Somebody did.
To do this, right?
It's a
targeting.
The experts on the telly have tended to say that they had to have some American help.
Right.
Who to micro-target on right. Facebook.
Well, you know what is really disturbing about this is that, well, one of the things is getting Americans to accept that this happened is going to be tough because it's dependent on people being stupid, you know, and seeing mm-hmm. these stories and sharing them and not knowing what the fuck it is. So we have to get everybody to admit that, you know, we're kind of stupid with what we share on Facebook.
This is from CNN. Yeah,
to own it a little bit.
Tracing the links between the various Don't Shoot Us social media accounts shows how one YouTube video or Twitter post could lead users down a rabbit hole of activist messaging.
Oh, my God.
And ultimately encourage them to take action.
So, wait a second. So, they throw these things out here, these staged Facebook fights, and then they draw in the idiots, and then all of a sudden the idiots...
Well, then they say... They have another account that is putting together a White Lives Matter march. Right? They've been shown that they put together these events.
God damn it. I mean, how can we not think that Trump's campaign communicated with these guys to facilitate this, to even help build this weird-ass social media ecosystem? I mean, if Jared Kushner gave them info that from the RNC about, you know, users or membership data and shit like that.
The Don't Shoot Us Facebook and Twitter accounts have been nerfed, but the YouTube channel, they said, was or is still up. There were over 200 videos of news reports, police surveillance tape, amateur footage showing incidents of police brutality.
Oh, my God.
They had over 368,000 views on their YouTube page, but they're saying that anything on YouTube paled in comparison to the number of views on Facebook.
Wow.
That these videos would get.
Holy shit, man. And the thing is, I say this is all disinformation, but if it's been shared so much and liked so much, well, then it's like it's real anyway,
yeah.
Right? I mean, so it has all this validation.
DoNotShoot.us was their website. Links to a Tumblr account. So you see him spending big bucks there.
Right.
The Tumblr account in 2016, at one point, announced a contest encouraging readers to go play Pokemon Go.
Okay.
It tells, if you don't know what Pokemon Go is, CNN tells you. It's a video game. You go out and catch shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's augmented reality.
It's what? Augmented reality. I've never heard that term.
Right. Virtual reality is if you put the headset on in the ears and you're like in a virtual reality. Augmented reality is like if you hold up your phone or you put on a pair of glasses and you still see the world in front of you, but then they animate.
Oh, I see.
Other living creatures.
You see like
with Pokemon Go, that it uses your camera.
Right.
You hold it up and you look around and you'll see a Pokemon all of a sudden sitting next to the trash across the street or something.
Did you ever play
fucking a cat in the corner?
Did you ever? What is that?
No.
Cat in the corner.
No, there. It's you see a Pokemon fucking a cat.
Oh, fucking a cat in the corner. Okay, you know you got to be careful. Look out for these Pikachus.
They
fucking a cat
specifically. It said the game "Don't Shoot Us" page. Contest directed readers to go find and train Pokemon. You catch them and train them.
Guy.
And then you can fight them.
Yes.
Train Pokemon near locations where alleged incidents of police brutality had taken place.
Oh my God.
Users were instructed to give their Pokemon names corresponding with those of the victims. For example, one post promoted a contest, promoting by the contest, showed a Pokemon named Eric Garner.
Oh my God.
Named after the African-American man who died being put in a chokehold.
I can't breathe. That guy.
Winners of the contest would allegedly win Amazon gift cards. I have a feeling nobody ever won a fucking contest.
Right.
It said they're not 100% sure why they were doing that, but they think it may have been to remind people living near the places where the incidents had taken place of what had happened.
Okay.
Bring back the events.
Right, right.
In that area.
Yeah.
By having morons going around with their fucking Pokemons.
How the fuck did they think of this? Who is they, by the way?
The Russians.
The Russians.
Yeah, this is a Russian-linked account.
God damn.
Accounts.
Was this just their... When you talk about the Russians, is it their intelligence community? Is it their spies doing this shit?
Yeah, it's that troll farm.
Right. Okay. Good God, how do you think to
it also,
employ fucking Pokemon Go?
Don't Shoot Us also worked to spread its influence beyond the digital world. It used Facebook. Its Facebook page had 254,000 likes.
That's unreal.
254,000. Like us on Facebook,
did they,
by the way.
Yeah,
we have 14,000.
Facebook.com/crabdiving. I mean, shit. Man, that is amazing.
Just a day after the shooting of Philando Castile, let's call it the murder of Philando Castile by police in a suburb of St. Paul, Minnesota in 2016, local activists in Minnesota noticed a Facebook event for a protest being shared by a group they didn't recognize.
Right. Well, I mean, oh my God, this is fucking bananas.
Don't Shoot Us was publicizing a protest outside the St. Anthony Police Department where the officer who shot Castile worked. Local activists had been protesting outside of the Minnesota governor's mansion.
God damn it, man. We need another fucking election. You know, this is fucking garbage.
So, I mean, it wasn't only to, who knows how long this has been going on. It wasn't only to, directly say vote Trump or you know Hillary kills people with her labia.
Oh, okay.
It was,
she gives them the whammy.
It was to also just sow general discord in the country.
Yes.
Fire up protests as much as you can.
Fuck, I mean,
how do we know some of these Antifa guys stirring up violence in the name of the left?
How do we know they're not Russians?
Right.
I mean, that's a possibility. I mean, we just didn't. How long? I guess we're naive to think this is the first rodeo, right? This is the first time the Russians did this shit to us. How do we know it didn't happen in previous elections?
It hasn't been ongoing.
I mean, I don't know. Why would you use this as your dress rehearsal? I mean, this seems like the main event.
Yeah. Like Jon Stewart said on Stephen Colbert the other night, they were talking about Trump with his, this is the calm before the storm.
Oh, God.
And Jon Stewart is like, this is the storm. This has been the storm.
Right. Well, I mean, that's unless he launches a missile at North Korea or something, yeah, and they're not able to fucking tackle
the
guy.
Can't tackle him in time.
Oh, my God. Damn, that's insane.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
Deep.
Pensacola, Florida, dateline, October the 12th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Over to the commie, pinko, liberal.
Faith.
Huff Post.
Oh, and the last thing was Olivia Gondak. It says that I wanted to eat her pussy, Olivia Gondak. I've never said that in my life to her. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home. Thank you very much.
Rob Ford, damn. The late Rob Ford, yes. Would be a staunch Republican these right. days. Probably they'd give him citizenship and bring him over with his credentials.
God, I'm watching those videos of him stumbling out of bars and shit when he's just fucking
shit. Oh, God,
shit
smoking face. Crack. There's just oh video God. Of the mayor of Toronto
yeah.
smoking crack from
him
a crack
admitting
pipe.
It is so funny. Did I smoke crack? Yes. not currently. And then he says, like, not currently, like he's not right now. Okay. Did I smoke crack? Yes. oh, God. I mean, that guy, if you go on YouTube, boy, there's some classic shit. I mean, him arguing at city council meetings about funding for a train, and he can't tell you if the train he's arguing for is one that's above the ground, one that's below the ground. I mean, he doesn't know anything. Oh, man.
The headline over the HuffPo needs a little background.
Yes.
This morning on Morning Joe.
Oh, my God.
Mika Brzezinski.
Yes. Poor Olivia Gondek, by the way. Okay.
Poor Olivia Gondek.
Right. You know.
Mika Brzezinski.
Oh, wee wee.
They were talking about, you know, what's going on in the White House and everything.
Yes.
The Morning Joe host, they were reacting to the alarming Vanity Fair report.
Yes.
Saying that there's a crisis within the White House where aides are saying the president is, quote, unraveling.
He's losing his mind.
In a job he's not suited to hold.
No.
Mika Brzezinski said he's isolated. He's probably going crazy. This is also, I think, where we found out that he hates everybody. I hate everybody. Is in the White House, with a couple exceptions, but I hate everybody.
Yeah, we do too. We hate everybody in there too, dude. I feel you, including yourself. Fucking dickhead.
Hey, here's a minute of.
Oh my God,
Morning Joe.
Oh, okay, the enablers.
Enablers.
Time aide to General John Kelly, Kirstjen Nielsen, to be the next Secretary of Homeland Security. Nielsen joined the White House as Deputy Chief of Staff in September after the President named then DHS Secretary John Kelly as his Chief of Staff. And Vanity Fair's Gabe Sherman reports that Nielsen's appointment could be a sign that Kelly is on the way out.
Yeah, I was just going to stop it and say that he, yes. one of the rumors going around is that Kelly's getting ready to leave, and he wanted his longtime coworker, trusted coworker, to have a soft landing. So he got her. She's going to be Department of Homeland Security.
Wow.
She's already, and Schittler put her name in already, I think.
I thought Kelly. No. It's Mattis. Who has the little threesome suicide pack? Mattis, Mnuchin.
Mattis, Mnuchin, and Rex Tillerson.
I see. I thought Kelly moron. Was in that little threesome too, but it's not.
Fucking
okay.
moron, fucking moron, fucking moron.
It's a fucking moron. You're not a genius either.
The report claims Kelly is miserable and remaining out of a sense of duty, and that Republicans think he wanted to give his longtime aide a, quote, soft landing before his departure. The Vanity Fair piece cites a half a dozen prominent Republicans and Trump advisors describing a, quote, White House in crisis as advisors struggle to contain a president. who seems to be increasingly unfocused, consumed by dark moods, unstable, and unraveling. Sherman also reports on a conversation.
Meanwhile, suffer, motherfucker. You deserve it. However,
absolutely.
Please leave the office and go suffer on your own.
Right. God. And this Mika, you know,
and
she helped get this guy elected. Good job. You humanized him.
Then she goes on to talk about how Bannon, Bannon is now saying that. Did you hear what he said? Bannon said that he warned the president that he's not going. He does. His biggest threat isn't impeachment.
Yes.
It's the 25th Amendment. To which, quote, when Bannon mentioned the 25th Amendment, according to a source, Trump said, "What's that?"
Oh, my God.
Bannon is going around telling people he thinks Trump has only a 30% chance of making it full term.
Okay.
Before he's aborted.
Listen, before he gets sucked out with a fetal floby, the 25th Amendment thing, it's his cabinet votes him crazy or not, right? They're like, hey.
Yeah, I think leaders in Congress maybe, but it's the cabinet.
Right.
It's the vice president in the cabinet.
Mother, that perv.
Have to say the president is no longer fit. Bye-bye.
Right. That's funny. All of a sudden he's crazy and no longer fit. But he's been fine all along, I guess.
So Mika was speculating.
Yes.
That the cabinet may be preparing this constitutional challenge. Kelly may be in on it.
Right.
And she said, she's the one who came up with this is a cabinet level position for this longtime General Kelly aide.
Right.
Kirstjen Nielsen.
Oh, I see.
And Brzezinski said, I don't think Kelly's leaving. I think he's getting his troops in place to act.
To 25th Amendment, the dude.
Willie Geist then said, this is not normal. This is crazy that we're talking about putting the right people in place to contain the man sitting in the Oval Office right now.
Yeah, this is fucking bananas.
They still say it's a long shot. It's a clause that would have to be invoked by the vice president in the cabinet. That's a long way to go to ask the vice president and president's own cabinet to remove the president of the United States. That's not a long way to go. Look who he brought with him. Long way to go. Maybe among ethical...
Not these guys.
People. But what? This is a viper pit of rogues. A rogues gallery. Right, right. Pirates.
Now these guys are all self-serving loons.
Right.
However... This Pence guy.
Maybe Ben Carson will stick with him.
You got to wake him up.
Yeah.
Somebody wake up Ben. But Pence is a little different. He's not self-serving. He serves Jesus Christ Almighty. You know what I mean? Like, I think he's a
believer. In a self-serving way.
Right. So if Sky God tells Pence that Trump is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, then he'll go along with it. But if he feels like he's, I don't know, on some weird-ass mission from God to help Schittler... Then are we not fucked?
Oh, he's not. No.
He's
not. No. He may think it's God's destiny to get rid of him and put him in charge.
Really
get the godly man in charge.
There you go. Ding, ding, ding. That makes more sense. Yes. God. Everybody. Now he's bananas to me.
So Mika comes out with that, right? On about the 25th Amendment and all that stuff. Joe Scarborough said.
Yes.
The threats against NBC News show he doesn't understand his oath
right.
to preserve and defend the Constitution. Quote, he's not well in the traditional sense of what you want presidents to be. more and more people in Washington, D.C. are coming to that realization.
Oh, shit.
Joe Scarborough.
Wow.
Wearing a fleece Morning Joe.
Okay.
Zip up kind of hoodie. Yeah.
Mika's like, I don't want to be known as someone that's married to a dude that does his morning show in sweatpants. You fucking slob.
I don't know what's down below. I can just see him from the waist up.
I'm freeballing.
Rachel Maddow wears
She wears nothing,
the same, the same suit jacket and the same sports jacket, whatever the hell you call it.
Yes.
And jeans.
Oh, my God. Never corduroys.
For every show. Oh, I don't know.
Never khakis.
Some culottes.
She didn't wear culottes. I can't see that.
I don't even know what culottes are.
Like clam short, diggers. Clam diggers.
What are clam diggers?
Short pants. They end halfway
like
down.
Halfway,
the,
your...
halfway down the calf.
Yeah.
So if you're in the water digging for clams, your pants will not get wet.
There you go.
Right.
The so he always, Trump always watches Morning Joe.
Okay.
We know this.
Right. Did he twat?
I think he bounces between, he goes from Morning Joe and then he goes over for someone to lick his dick wrinkles.
Oh, yes, yes.
Over at
guys,
Fox and Friends.
I'm going to need you to handle this whole member today. I'm really upset. I need a licking.
Because then suddenly today at the White House briefing, instead of Sarah Huckabee Sanders' show,
yes,
it was the General Kelly show.
Bam, baby.
The chief of staff. There's no doubt that Trump is like, that's it. Get out there and tell them everything's fine.
Right. Absolutely. This is a panic moment.
And Kelly came out, and he's good. He's good at what he does.
Right.
In a normal world, I might think he's probably a right-wing nut job.
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
And a warmonger, a former Marine Corps poobah.
I think about it like this. I mean, you don't find yourself in the Trump White House for nothing. You don't find yourself in there because you're a well-thought-out progressive.
Right.
So there's something fucked up. That guy. I
mean, but Kelly came out and, you know, he was funny. He was smart. He was everything it would be. I found myself sitting here going, well, you know, I mean, policies might be shitty, but I wish he was our fucking president, not the fucking psychopath. It's
I'd vote for Kate
waddling around the halls of the White House right now.
Guy's nuts.
John Kelly this morning at the, this early afternoon at the White House briefing.
I'm not quitting today. I don't believe, and I just talked to the president, I don't think I'm being fired today. I am not so frustrated in this job that I'm thinking of leaving. I would
I'm not quitting
today.
I'm not I talked to the president. I don't think I'm being fired today.
Yes.
I didn't see anything in reports saying that he's quitting today. The reports are that he's fucking miserable.
Yeah, man.
Whether and may want to quit and maybe this setting up this aide and the job that he's getting that she's getting is him making sure she's fine when he says fuck this, I'm out of here.
Yes.
Or if Mika's right, then they're putting more people. Because Homeland Security is a cabinet position. That would be one more person to say, oh, yeah, he's batshit. Let's get rid of him.
Wouldn't Trump see through that?
Well, the thing is, even if it's not, it's in his tiny little pea brain now. His paranoid, tiny little pea brain.
So he might fire her.
Or he might want to pick somebody else, or but they already put her name for it.
So now he's
going
to go through his cabinet wondering, do you think I'm crazy?
Isn't that awesome?
Do you think I'm nuts?
Who's coming for
me? God, this is Shakespearean, man. Isn't it?
It's great.
I mean,
if it was another country.
Right, if it was, or it was a television show.
A Netflix show,
this would make a great episode of West Wing.
Or, well, it is kind of like House of Cards.
House of Cards.
So frustrated in this job that I'm
so
thinking of leaving. I would tell you, this is the hardest job I've ever had. This is, in my view, the most important job I ever had. I would offer, though, it is not the best job I ever had. Best job I ever had, as I've said many times, is when I was an enlisted Marine sergeant infantryman. That was the best job I ever had. So unless things change, I'm not quitting. I'm not getting fired, and I don't think they'll fire anyone tomorrow.
Unless
God
things
damn.
Change.
I don't think they'll fire anyone tomorrow. Wow, sounds real stable over there in the White House, doesn't it?
Right, it's a ringing endorsement.
Jesus Christ.
It?
You know what I don't get, dude? I mean, we saw...
He was brilliant, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that'll make Trump happy.
He sounded good.
Trump is dumb. Right. Trump will be sitting there saying, did you hear how Kelly said there's nothing wrong in how much he loves me?
Right. It's like, it's not exactly right. what he said. There are a lot of qualifiers.
That's
what
Trump hears, yeah.
Shit.
He's out of his fucking mind. So that's the headline over at the HuffPo is Chief of Grief. Kelly tries to put out Trump fire.
Chief of Grief. Hilarious.
Following, I think, Danica Brzezinski.
You think she's right? You think she's right?
That they're getting ready for a 25th Amendment?
Yes. I mean, if the 25th Amendment thing happens, is that considered a constitutional crisis? Because we've never experienced it before, right?
No, it's in the Constitution, so...
But is there a process?
Ain't real crisis-y. You know, yeah, that's the 25th Amendment.
It says what you're supposed to do?
Yeah.
Mike Pence strolls in there and say, hey, Donald, we think you're loony. Give me the nuclear football. Welcome to the Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
he's going to be
really
a real shit bag.
That's really fucking terrifying.
Hey, women, say goodbye to your pussies once and for all. He's going to just take them, I think. I mean, you know.
Section 4. Whenever the vice president and a majority of either the principal officers of the executive department or of such other body as Congress may by law provide. So if Congress could pass a law, I guess, to empower...
No, God.
Another body to decide...
Empower my body.
...that the president is nuts. That's interesting wording. So Congress could pass a law...
Yes.
...providing someone with the power...
Body power?
...to remove the president because he's batshit.
Holy shit.
So wherever the vice president and a majority of either the principal officers of the executive departments, that's the cabinet.
Okay.
Or of such other body as Congress may by law provide. So Congress could appoint a panel that says decide if the president's nuts or not by law. I guess.
What I don't understand is why don't you get a healthcare professional in there, have a look at him and say, yeah, guys, my diagnosis is that he's bananas. He's got to go.
Oh, he's the most sane president ever.
Well, but maybe if we get Trump's doctor. What about Trump's
doctor? Oh, a real doctor. I see.
The guy with the... God, what a mess.
It says, must transmit to the president pro temp of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives their written declaration that the president is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office.
Duties.
The vice president shall immediately assume the powers and duties of the office as acting president.
Assume the position. He's going to love that. President Pence. Goddamn, dude. Can you believe that fucknut from Indiana could very well be our president? That is fucking believable. Who would have thought that? Would you have ever imagined that in a million years that Mike Pence, his fat, gross, fucking...
Oh, but this is almost like an impeachment. Okay, so he... they remove him as president. The vice president is acting president. Thereafter, this is the direct text of the amendment. When the president transmits to the president pro temp of the Senate... Or the Speaker of the House and the Speaker of the House of Representatives, his written declaration that no inability exists, he shall resume the powers and duties of his office. So the president is like, no, I'm not.
And then he can be back.
He's back in office unless the vice president and a majority again of either the cabinet or whatever body that Congress enables. Transmit within 4 days to the president pro temp of the Senate and Speaker of the House of Representatives their written declaration that the president is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office. So he's like, no, I'm not. Yes, you are.
Good God.
But then it goes to Congress. It goes to the House of Representatives to vote, which is like an impeachment. So why not just impeach him?
Yeah.
Thereupon, Congress shall decide the issue, assembling within 48 hours for the purpose, if not in session. If the Congress within 21 days after receipt of the latter declaration or if Congress is not about, okay, blah, blah, blah. If they determine by two-thirds vote of both houses, that the president is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office, then the vice president shall continue as acting president. Otherwise, they put the president back.
Do you think they can get two-thirds? Do enough Republicans hate this fucking guy?
In the Senate, it would be a lot easier.
But the Congress is rough because of all the loons.
The House would be rougher. But
the loons. Is it these Tea Party
depending
loons?
On how bad it, he gets,
oh my
they
God.
Might all just be like, fuck it. And the more his approval rating plummets, but his approval rating among hardcore Republicans is, he might as well be a toothless hooker.
Right. My fear is that this dickhead will start some fucking conflict, you know, and in the middle of it, they will 25th Amendment his ass. And then what? What do we do in the meantime?
Well, I'm hoping they, before he starts some bullshit, they...
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing he could try to even start without supervision is nuclear war. There's no mechanism to stop him.
No, that's not true.
If he grabs the football...
Hold on a second. I'm getting ready to answer.
I heard... Okay.
No. You haven't been paying attention. If he grabs that nuclear football, Kelly,
That's not a mechanism. Well, that's two guys hoping they're fast enough to slap his tiny little orange hand away.
Do you remember that
and
moment?
Yell, no.
Get him. That's the plan. Are you telling me that all life on this planet rests on the get him plan? Get him.
Yeah.
Holy shit, man.
But I mean, if he wants to start any other shit, he's got to go through his generals or whatever.
Right. Like, oh, you mean like direct a boat to go somewhere and
right. Yeah.
Oh man, he's got to figure out where these fucking boats are. That's true, right?
And he can't declare war. That's okay. Congress's venue.
Yes,
but
he can sure
the missiles
shit
are flying.
Fuck
yeah,
fuck some shit up.
Terrifying.
So wait a second. If Kelly, I know we talked about this before. I'm so fucking sorry. But if Kelly and that other dude, they don't tackle this guy.
Mattis?
There's no way he could just open that fucking thing up and start launching missiles.
Absolutely.
He knows how to work that fucking thing.
Well, no, the person with him does.
No.
The football carrier.
Somebody needs to talk to that fucking guy. I'm
hoping Kelly and Mattis have.
I bet you they have. For the good of the fucking planet.
I'm hoping they've committed treason.
Guys,
they've committed treason.
Who cares? I don't want to get nuclear warred, whatever.
And,
I don't want to get blown the fuck up.
Didn't you put a tweet, you put a screen cap of a tweet to somebody who said, wait a minute, Kelly and Mattis, the plan is to tackle the president.
Oh my
That's
God.
A military coup.
Yeah, right.
These are two generals. This is a military coup.
Right.
If they're physically tackling the president of the United States to stop him from launching against either Iran or North Korea.
Don't they know
whoever he's mad
else.
At? Puerto Rico.
Yes, Puerto Rico.
Aim for that mayor's house.
Oh, God.
She's very ungrateful.
Yeah. How does he decide where we're going to launch to, though? I'm serious. So he talks to this guy. He's got this fucking thing. He's like, hey, dude, go blow up Puerto Rico. And that guy goes, right away. You got to be fucking kidding me.
Well, there's probably plans in place already.
Who he wants to blow up?
Well, everything's already pre-targeted. You know that. He has to put the right codes in and they're go.
What?
It's not like Trump's looking through a viewfinder going, no, a little to the left, a little to the left, a little more. That house right there.
Oh, God. Hey, listen. Yeah. Fuck me. Why did you guys vote for this guy? I understand all the Russian shit and all the fake news and all that crap, but just take all that out, all that aside, and even your racism, even all that shit. Did you really want this guy as president?
MAGA.
No.
He's going to make America great again. He said so.
White again. He's going to make America white again. Damn.
And the Rust Belt Democrats felt like the Democratic Party has done deserted them.
You guys,
which,
to those people,
in ways, they're correct.
Well, I was about to say, you're dead to me, you fucking Dems that couldn't vote for Hillary.
But
suck
yes,
my cock.
The choice isn't Well, they were fleeced by Trump and the whole Russian wave of bullshit.
Fleeced? Now we got some idiot running around the fucking White House. He's got the nuclear football. Some dude that has to do whatever he fucking says. We got a cat. How old is Kelly? 70? In his 70s? Sure.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
He's a military 60s, 70s. Guy. Maybe he's in good fucking shape. Is he in tackling shape?
Well, compared to Trump.
God, Kelly, can't you get one of your buddies who's a little younger than you?
Stephen Hawking could tackle Trump.
Would tackle him. I'm going to run you. I will. I'm going to run you over. Beep, beep.
John Kelly is 67 years old.
God, 67?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Over to the Drudge Report. Let's hold our breaths for 3.5 to 4 minutes and try to think like the other side.
Shit. That you'll die. That's too long, man. I'm going to be
if
dead.
You're right at the edge. Yeah. It's where brain damage occurs.
You know what? Right. Here's what the apocalypse is going to look like under Schittler.
Yeah.
Say he decides he wants to blow up who the fuck ever. Kelly gets the Charlie horse in his leg. My God, the man's 70. He can't move. Who's the other guy that's going to tackle him?
Mattis. Mad Dog Mattis.
Mattis. I don't know what he's doing. Who knows? He just can't get up and catch him. He fucking turns his ankle or something. And then Schittler starts World War III. The missiles are coming over here. The fight for the last bit of drugs to OD on before the shit hits the fan. The fight for those drugs, that's going to be ugly. That's the ugly side of the apocalypse. Finding out the most easiest way to end your life before the nuclear fallout starts.
I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere, and humans are turning on everywhere.
He got what he wanted. He got what he wanted, didn't he?
People
like Alex Jones. We're setting fires everywhere. We got a fucking POTUS running around the White House with a nuclear football. 2 70-year-olds are trying the best to stop this guy. Right. It's a nightmare. Right.
It's like the Gray Games.
What is that? What does that mean?
Isn't that the...
The Gray Games.
Or the Silver Games or whatever.
Silver.
It's the Silver Olympics, the Gray Olympics.
No, it's
old people.
Yeah, but
older
those people
folk.
Are athletes. They don't sit around at desks babysitting a Schittler. You know what I mean? Those guys would be
Kelly
preferable.
Looks like, you know, he can.
Does he look
like
a sprinter?
He can hit a racquetball still.
I want, like, hey, listen, Kelly, talk to one of your younger Army buddies or Marine buddies. Chase him down.
Like I said, I'm hoping they had a word with the various football carriers.
Can't they give him a fake one? One that looks like it? You know how, like
a Fisher-Price phone?
Yes! No! You know, you see these
You spin
little kids?
This dial, you point it towards the pig, and you pull the string, and it goes...
What sound does a rooster
Look,
make?
You aim this one at Kim Jong-un, and you pull the string.
You know, man, that's not a bad idea, dude. That's not a bad idea. You don't need the 25th Amendment, the guy. Just have him walk down a hall.
Let him think you're going to totally...
Put him in a totally fake fucking
virtual
world.
Reality?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Make him think he...
Yes. He'll be happy as shit. Anything's better than this. No, well, you know.
Over at the Drudge Report, Amazon Hell, it says, McGowan accuses Bezos of cover-up.
Rose McGowan.
Yes.
What the fuck does Jeff fucking Bezos have to do with Harvey fucking Weinstein?
Rose McGowan posted a series of tweets on Thursday claiming that Amazon Studios killed her TV series over statements she made about her rapist, H.W.
Oh, God, that sucks.
Rose McGowan is claiming Amazon optioned a television series from her only to kill it while still in independent development after she voiced her concern about a possible move the company was making to bail out Weinstein.
Right.
Quote, I told the head of your studio that H.W. raped me. Over and over I said it. He said it hadn't been proven.
Oh, my God.
I said I was the proof, McGowan tweeted.
Oh, man.
Towards Jeff Bezos.
How horrible.
I already had sold a script I wrote to your studio. It was in development when I heard a Weinstein bailout was in the works. I forcefully begged the studio head to do the right thing. I was ignored. Deal was done.
Amazon won a dirty Oscar.
Holy fucking shit. That is some dark shit. That's horrible. Ugh. God, just filled with disgusting men in this country.
I called my attorney and said I want to get my script back, but before I could, Amazon Studios called to say my show was dead. Jeff Bezos, be the change you want to see in the world. Stand with the truth. Hashtag Rose Army.
Holy
That's
shit,
her new,
dude.
The Rose Army.
That's awesome.
The Dirty Oscar seems to be a reference to Casey Affleck's Best Actor win for Manchester by the Sea.
Yeah.
Wasn't Casey Affleck? Weren't there rumors about him, too, that he's a little...
creepy and shit?
Yeah, sexual assaulty.
I have no idea. God, I don't know. I don't know shit about Casey Affleck.
Ben Affleck's bro?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, is he... I don't know. God damn, why do I have to know so much about Ben Affleck? You know, listen, I like Good Will Hunting. That was a great movie and all this shit, but I've never understood Ben Affleck. I never understood it when I watch him on the screen. Like, why is he in Hollywood? There are far more interesting people. Why do I watch him say lines? I hate it. And no offense.
In December 2008, Amanda White agreed to serve as producer on an untitled documentary headed by Affleck and Flemmy Productions, which ultimately became I'm Still Here. She had a decade-long history of working with Affleck over the course of filming. This is Casey Affleck we're talking
yes.
about. Over the course of filming, White alleged in a complaint that she was reportedly harassed. On one occasion, she claims Affleck ordered a crew member to take off his pants and show her his penis.
Oh, God.
Even after she vehemently objected.
Nobody wants to see anybody's dick.
She claimed Affleck repeatedly referred to women as cows and recounted his sexual exploits with reckless abandon.
Oh, God. Nobody wants to hear your fucking stories either, dickhead. Gross.
The accusations go on from incredibly unprofessional behavior to actual physical intimidation.
Right.
She said she was prevented from returning to her bedroom during shooting because Affleck's and Phoenix... I'm assuming that would be Joaquin,
Phoenix? Wait, he's dead.
No, Joaquin... that's River Phoenix.
God damn it.
No longer with
God
us.
God damn it. River Phoenix was such a good fucking
actor. He's a really
actor,
good actor,
man.
Yeah. Joaquin's pretty good, too. Right. Creepy. He plays those creepy roles really well, right?
Oh, yes. He's bananas, right? He does all that crazy shit.
It took like...
He's like he
took
played
like 6 months where he was pretending to be in a band or something.
No, he was a hip hop artist.
Hip hop artist, yeah.
He had a bizarre fucking moment on the David Letterman show. Oh, wait, another rapey creep.
He's claiming
right?
It was performance art.
Didn't David Letterman have a fuck me apartment right above his studio or some shit?
It wasn't
like that?
Rape though. It was cheat.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I believe.
Right. Okay. Everybody's got their dicks involved. Jeez, man.
Anyway, but, you know, he sounds gross, too, so...
Casey
Affleck. Doesn't sound like there's any actual...
Right.
I mean, not that it, to diminish the shit that I just read, but it
right.
doesn't sound like there was an actual sexual assault.
How the fuck are you
sexual
like...
Sexual harassment, yes.
Somebody works for you, and you're like, hey, show her your dick.
Well, how does that come up? Yeah.
I don't know. I have no fucking
does
idea.
Does he have something wrong with it? Does he have a Prince Albert thing? He wanted to,
right.
Hey, check it out.
What is that disease where your dick hangs to one side? It's curved. No, the curved cock syndrome. What is it called?
CCS. Curved cock syndrome.
Tweet us at crab diving. Give me the name of that. Because I'll tell you this. On my fucking Pandora, that ad, for some reason, pops up on my feed.
Which ad?
The curved cock sickness. You can take a pill for it. I get that.
What are you Googling?
I don't know. Not that. I mean, you know, curved cock stuff. I love it.
What's going on?
I like curved cock fan fiction.
Duck dicks.
Oh, yeah. Dolphin dicks. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. Read all about how these pervy scientists are studying dolphin dicks. They inflate them and...
Well, you know, it's for science. It's not like they're...
What is that? What do you have to know
about
science?
Chasing each other around them. The lab with it. Ah!
Right. Show him your dolphin dick.
I'm Flipper.
Flipper!
So that's your headline over, Drudge Report. Still,
yes, everyone's a rapist.
Still milking a drip or two out of the Harvey. I mean, it's a big story and should still be out there.
Absolutely, man.
But Drudge Report is putting it as a triple headline in red for very obvious political reasons.
Right. I mean,
but rake him over the coals.
Horrible. I mean, you think about
throw him in jail.
Absolutely, man. He's been rape people.
And the whole, everybody that was involved in covering up, the whole whatever mechanism they had, organization that they had.
Well,
it sounded like to cover up for Harvey's jizz.
It sounds like this. Harvey's producing my movie. I'm going to lose shit tons of money if this story comes out about what happened to Rose McGowan. So I better cover it the fuck up.
Right.
That is
fucked up,
man.
And, welcome to every industry. That's, you keep saying that over social media and everything. It's like, yeah, Hollywood's bad. Welcome to any industry where men are in power.
Right.
Which is pretty much every industry.
Yes.
And women have to work with them.
Yeah. It's depressing. Our fucking country, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's horrible, but we shouldn't be surprised because Trump got elected, even though all those women came forward and said, this guy assaulted me. This guy felt me up. This guy touched me, and I didn't want to be touched. Even that story, that the civil suit about the alleged rape, where he allegedly tied a girl down to a bed, hit her, and he still got fucking votes.
Yep.
That is sad. That is fucked up.
Evangelicals lining up.
Riddle me that. How the fuck is that Christ-like to rape someone? You know?
He said sorry.
Oh, yeah. He didn't.
Jesus.
He didn't. You know, the thing is,
he can apologize. The thing is, he doesn't have to apologize to the person he raped. Only to Jesus.
God damn. I mean,
and he's good to go.
Right.
Ugh. Makes fuck tons of sense.
And then he disparaged the women that came forward. Right?
He said
they were liars.
Yeah, yeah.
On top of all that shit. And that's our president. That's our fucking role model.
That is exactly correct.
Oh, wee. Fuck you.
I got a life force. I'm a human and I'm coming. This is what I am. I'm a throwback.
So
that's when it starts getting good with him. This is what I am. I'm a throwback. And he gets like so guttural. It's like.
Thanks for joining us this Thursday. Tomorrow's show is our Faithless Friday, our weekly homage to religion.
That's right. Jesus. Yeah. Our homage.
Or lack of.
Right.
Join us 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
Oh, wee, fuck you.
The Eastern type coast.
That's right.
2 to 4
Central.
It's a visual, so you'll have to go to our Facebook page. But
Our page.
This executive order signing today of the horrible, let's see how we can screw people out of healthcare executive order. Once again, Trump took to the lectern and talked about Big Lee, how great this is. Everybody's going to get to, now they're going to get to across state lines, and it's going to be great. And I'm trying to scrub all the black I can off of healthcare. Trust me.
Jeez.
And then he starts wandering away like, okay, let's go. And Pence had to like physically grab him, touch him by the shoulder. Grab him by the shoulder and be like, Mr. President, you forgot to sign.
Oh, yes. You forgot. You forgot. The whole point of the fucking thing was to sign the fucking order.
Not great timing, given
the stories
that have been dropping the past few days.
You want to try to look normal when you've got people trying to impeach you because you're crazy.
Right.
Oh, my God.
So the which story was I grabbing here? Oh, so last night, did you hear? Or hear about, probably you did.
The Cubs lost. Horrible.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
Sloppy fucking baseball. Bad.
They must have called one of the Bears ahead of time.
Oh, yeah. to help out or something.
For advice.
Right.
It was going well until that ninth inning.
Yeah, yeah.
And just didn't.
Right. That's not fair. I don't want to say sloppy baseball. I'll tell you this. I play softball and on a totally different level. Totally different level. But, you know, it's fucking up. It's just so easy. You know, I've had a ball go under my legs, and it, honestly, it makes me want to jump off a fucking cliff. And I have to yell all kinds of shit after it happens. Oh, it's the worst.
Fuck you, fuck you, yeah. Fuck you.
It's worse than that.
God damn it. You fucked it up. God damn you.
Right. There's also throwing things that happens. Yes. All of that.
Yay.
That doesn't happen.
Well, last night on Fox.
Boy, man, ate my dick.
They inadvertently aired some hardcore gay porn.
No, they didn't.
Here it is.
I say this. We had an unbelievable, unprecedented election. It was, I'm so proud of my people. I'm so proud of you. You know, I did this show when a lot of people said, well, I did it a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of people, I guess people are watching.
Only second one that since you've been president, but I'm glad to have you.
No, but a lot of people, that's right. Maybe we won't do it anymore with them. Right. Hey,
well, come on, help me out here.
I will say this. You have been so great, and I'm very proud of you. And, you know, I'm a ratings person. You notice I always talk. Okay. Has anyone seen his rating? What you are doing to your competition is incredible. Number one, and I'm very proud of you. And it's an honor to be in your show. I have to tell you that, Joe.
Mr. President, I remember one time we had an early conversation, and I'm going to end the interview on this. And this is how I've always felt. You said, well, you know, I have all these things and what? Maybe you want to play golf on my course one day. You said this, but we were friends before you ever ran for office.
Right.
And then when you ran, I just said, I only want one thing. Help our country. Sure. Let's help the forgotten men and women. Let's keep this country safe. Sure. And I think that's our prayer for you and the country.
Holy fucking shit.
Oh, my God.
I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, gays in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
We were friends before you ever ran for office.
Right.
And then when you ran, I just said, I only want one thing. Help our country. Sure. Let's help the forgotten men and women. Let's keep this country safe. Sure. And I think that's our prayer for you and the country.
Who are the people clapping for this blowjob fest?
We
are. You know. I'm impressed with Hannity. I could understand him, and he had that Trump dick in his mouth. That's got to be tough.
It's so...
Enunciation while he's sucking off POTUS is amazing.
Yeah, we got some action on a tweet last night with the kind of same theme.
Guy just squirting all over the place. I bet you had to wear goggles if you're in the audience. How disgusting. That's unreal.
I tweeted, I wonder if Trump can smell his own semen on Hannity's breath.
Of course. That's all... Listen, it's everywhere.
God, it was so gross. I mean, I couldn't handle it. I had to leave. I was watching it for like 20 seconds and I was like, this is, I can't even handle this.
It's really disgusting. It's gross. I mean, that necklace ham face dickhead. What is he? Is he a believer? I mean, not that it fucking matters at this point.
I think he might be. He's not bright.
Oh, God.
So... Yeah, I think he may be a believer and an opportunist whore.
Oh yeah,
megalithic proportions. Right. I mean,
God, that was gross. You know, there's been a few gross moments with Trump where you see people, I don't know, treat him in such a way that makes you want to outwardly vomit. That was one. I'm sorry to bring it up again, but you know what I'm going to say. That Jimmy Fallon moment where he mussed his hair, that was just disgusting. Just bleh. You know what I mean? But God damn, that jizz fest, I don't even know what the fuck that was.
Yeah, here's
more of
the hard-hitting interview.
Hard.
And meanwhile, of course, they bus in a couple hundred white people.
Oh, yes. Yay!
Stop. Media is bad. They're really dishonest people. These are very, very dishonest people. In many cases. In many cases. And not all. Look, I know some reporters. I know some journalists that are phenomenal people and very straight, very honest. But there's such dishonesty. I mean, you know, it's interesting. If I was just watching television, you don't know whether or not, because, you know, you're just watching a report. But when you're the one being written about, you know if it's good or bad, and it's always, they try and make it negative. So the media has turned that, I call it fake media. It's fake. Fake
news. No one's ever used the word fake before.
I got a
fake. Not everyone knows that.
I think they do need to 25th Amendment the guy. I mean, listen to him.
Hannity?
No.
I
don't know.
Both.
It's just like, Trump sounds nuts. When he's sitting there talking about, you know, they lie, they're this. I know some journalists are very straight people. He says straight. What does he mean? I don't know. It's really fucking
much fake news. And we
you
have
agree
to
with
understand.
That fake news?
No. God.
And I
what
who
is
wants
this?
To lynch a Negro?
Is he, what was that? Is he, what's the thing about the circus? The circus.
Ringmaster?
The ringmaster. Is he Barnum?
The cock ringmaster?
Is this cock ringmaster Barnum? You know what I mean? Is he P.T. Barnum?
So when people read things, they can understand that so much of it is indeed fake. But
there you go. It's all fake.
It's indeed fake.
It's all fake, except for the fact that I have a big dick.
Oh, yes. Who is talking? You know what is really bizarre about this? Is when they start prattling on about their golf course and who's knocking what ball into what hole. You know, the beginning? What are they talking about? Who is talking about the golf balls? Who's putting a ball in a hole?
What?
In the beginning, they talk about golf. Yeah.
That I just played?
But let's talk. Media is bad. They're really dishonest people. These are very, very dishonest people. In many cases. In many cases.
But it's just like, it's very sexual. When they're talking about golf and shit, it literally feels like they're both unzipping their pants and taking off their man girdles, and they're getting ready to scissor.
I say this. We had an unbelievable, unprecedented election.
I agree.
I'm so proud of my people. I'm so proud of you. You know, I did this show when a lot of people said, well, I did it a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of people, I guess people are watching.
It's only the second one that since you've been president, but I'm glad to have you.
No, but a lot of people, that's right. Maybe we.
You've only been on the show twice since you've been
up.
The leader of the free world.
God,
well,
know, right.
Angela Merkel is now the leader of the free world, but.
Yes.
They're
cracking each other the fuck up,
oh,
by
God,
the way.
So
everybody's
gross.
Hilarious.
It's really so
cock,
gross.
Cock, 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 cock.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, yeah. Not at all.
But
God.
At least admit it.
Yeah.
Actually, I wish.
You think the country would be better if Trump was gay? Well, it'd be better for gay people. There's
well, that's
that.
Not necessarily true, because how many Republican secret...
No, if he was out.
Are out there, or well, yeah.
If he was out, if he was out and gay, because you know the thing about Republicans, they have no empathy. They're like lizards.
Right.
They can't feel things. But if Trump was gay, he wouldn't have to have empathy for gay people because he would be gay, and maybe this is a long shot. Maybe he wouldn't go after their rights, and we wouldn't have these religious freedom bills and whatever the fuck he's talking about. He's going to some event or some bullshit. An anti-LGBT group or something?
Oh, he's
going to
speak in front of, yeah, some hate group.
This is not my president. I am fucking sorry. That is not what most of America wants. Our president attending some event sponsored by some fucking hate group. Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out.
Right. Put your hole in my ball.
We did the Pokemon story.
Yeah, put my ball in your hole. I fucked it up.
I want to try to put my hole on your ball.
Yeah, that Pokemon thing is fucking bananas. That is truly loony. Even Pokemon Go, my God. You just made a big face at your computer.
Indiana Republican drafts bill to require journalists to be licensed.
Oh,
after
my.
Trump threatens NBC.
Oh, my.
There it is.
There's God.
Representative Jim Lucas of Indiana, true fascist.
Right.
Anti-American, hates the First Amendment, dick.
Jeez. I mean, the only amendment they like is the Second Amendment, right?
He's a staunch gun advocate who hopes to repeal gun permit laws in the state. So he thinks you shouldn't, there shouldn't be any permitting required for guns. But if you want to be a journalist.
Oh, you got a life. Hey, wait a second. I gotta have a license to write a fucking article. But if I want to go buy a big hand cannon, I don't need to check in with anybody.
If you're okay licensing my Second Amendment right, what's wrong with licensing your First Amendment right? He said.
Oh, God, you fucking dickbag.
He's trolling. The bill draft, which he posted on social media, is nearly word for word a copy of the gun permit laws.
Boo. Oh, I see.
But switched it to...
Oh, he's being funny.
Yeah.
What about all those people that died in Las Vegas? What about all those kids that died at Newtown? What about Pulse? What about all the people that die of gun violence? This guy's making a joke? This guy's making a fucking joke about the gun violence problem we have in America. 30,000 plus deaths a year, and he thinks it's fucking funny.
This is a guy who got in Trubs previously.
Yes, Trubs.
And then offered a, quote, lukewarm apology.
Boo.
After lukewarm. Being publicly excoriated for hijacking an online discussion about sexual assault to push his pro-gun agenda.
Hey, what's wrong with him?
A Republican state lawmaker for the Indiana 69th district.
69. Oh, I want to represent that district.
In Indiana?
No, yeah.
Is apologizing.
I don't know.
Sort of. After he posted a copy of a letter he wrote to the Indianapolis Star newspaper telling women that if they armed with guns, it could mitigate their chances of being violently assaulted.
Okay. Well, citations. Citations. By the way, don't we know, aren't there facts that support the idea that if there's a gun in your house, you are more likely to be murdered because of some domestic dispute than if there's not a gun in your fucking house?
Yeah, especially if you're a vagina possessor.
Yeah. Ugh. This guy's irresponsible and he's shitty.
So he said everybody overreacted to what he said was just a suggestion offered to women in the spirit of helpfulness.
Oh, okay.
But they were talking about sexual assault, and he's a gun insane lunatic.
Right.
And he was like, well, if they had guns, they wouldn't get raped.
Oh, my God. Citations.
It's a representative.
I mean, you know, if a guy in power, in authority, a guy that's going to write fucking laws says that, he should be required to show citations. And this guy wants journalists to be licensed.
Lucas reportedly, I think he's trolling. Lucas reportedly drafted the bill early this year and says he's a year ahead of President Trump, referencing the president's latest threats to challenge and try to revoke the licenses of national broadcast networks like NBC, who's reporting he does not like.
Right.
It's been pointed out the threats are weakened by the fact that the FCC does not license national networks.
Right.
But only gives out licenses to local broadcasters. So there you go.
Shit. My God. That guy sucks.
Republicans hate the Constitution.
You know, this whole gun control thing, it's really discouraging because I feel like the GOP just doesn't take it seriously. Like, they just don't...
Gun control.
They don't care about the people who are dead because of gun violence. They care about those NRA dollars.
Right.
And this guy's just really reinforces it. I mean, he's making a joke. He's trolling. He's not taking it seriously.
Right. Correct.
What a fuckface.
Oops. Oh, that was an accident. Only you and I heard that. But
okay.
We'll play this anyway. This was yesterday.
Boo.
Remember Jeffrey Lord? That
who is
speaking
that guy?
Of trolls? Just a dick hole of a sycophant on CNN. Remember, he's the one that they used to have on CNN. He's the resident Trump licker.
Yes.
That so craven and horrible.
Right.
That he would always be trending every time he was on CNN because he said something.
He said some horrible shit.
Horrific and heinous or tried to cover up for something horrific and heinous that Schindler said or did. And you'll recall he was fired for tweeting a Nazi salute.
That'll do it. I guess. Why would they fire him? The administration fired him for tweeting out a Nazi thing?
The network canned him in August for posting Sieg Heil on Twitter.
Lovely. Lovely.
And here's what Trump said about him yesterday. This was when he was having that speech at Philadelphia. What they did was they had this speech, right? Yes. In front of all these people. And then the same place, they herded all the angry white people into some bleachers and they put Hannity there. And that's where this Hannity then interviewed him right after.
Right.
So it wasn't in a studio.
Yes.
It was the same Trumpanzees.
Yeah.
That, were drooling and desperate to scream the N-word.
God.
Hi, Jeffrey. Seems the great Jeffrey Lord. He was on fake news, CNN, for a long time. He was one of my few sources of truth. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Truth.
Holy shit, man.
So if you are a utter sycophant and challenge nothing Trump does or says,
yes,
that's the truth.
That is chilling, dude.
That's Kim Jong-un. How is that different from Stalin? How is that different from Mao? How is that different from Kim Jong-un?
Well, I'll tell you how it's different from our previous president, because how hard did Fox go after Obama?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Just relentlessly. And do you remember every once in a while?
That's not true. I only accidentally slipped and called him the N-word once.
Right. But, you know, Obama never went after them. Like, every now and then he would say something negative about Fox News, but it was never like, I mean, he's never sitting there screaming.
And then they would squeal for hours, days over him coming after the free media.
But he never sat there and was like, oh, Fox is fake news. This fucking guy is insane.
Well, but it's documented that Fox is fake news.
Right. See, that's different.
If you look at the numbers, who's lying?
Who's got more Pinocchios?
So there you go. Here's the rest of...
Thank you for being here. That's a great honor. Thank you.
It's a great honor. And now he applauses. He applauds Jeffrey Lord. Jeffrey Lord was fired for saying Sieg Heil.
And he's clapping for him.
Oh, yeah.
How does that make you feel if you're a Jewish person?
Good man.
Or anybody.
Good man.
A good man. On many sides.
Oh, yes. There are fine people.
God. What a Kraken.
That's our prez.
God damn, man. That is some chilling shit.
And then after that, he went and got the long deep throat from Hannity.
Oh, yes. Say, Kate, find out if this Kelly guy, the chief of staff, takes yoga and he stretches out regularly. I mean, he might need to sprint down the hall at any fucking moment. God, I hate that story, man. I mean, I don't like the idea that two old guys are in charge of tackling Schindler. You know, you're right. I mean, he's not in the best of shape, Piotis, right?
No, I would say he's not.
Heavy.
Yes.
You know, they give him a fake one. Give him a fake nuclear football, like a little kid sitting in the passenger seat when his mommy's driving. You know, a little fake steering wheel that hangs off the dash.
Right.
Beep, beep, beep.
Just like the fake nuclear football.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, you may recall Sebastian Gorka?
Oh, right, another little Nazi fucknut. He wore one of those fucked up medals on his shirt, right?
Yeah, some event. And there, people are still trying to figure out exactly what the fuck he did for the White House and what capacity. He was supposed to be some kind of foreign policy advisor or national security advisor or something, but he could not pass the background check.
So then what the fuck did he do?
He had no clearance.
Right. Well, he was their Nazi expert.
He went around on television, and this is a guy that was on Fox all the time before Trump hired him as a terrorism, quote, expert. And then find out people are like, I don't even think he went to the school he said he went to, kind of shit.
But he was getting a paycheck, right? He got paid? What the fuck, man?
He's the guy that said this.
The era of the pajama boy is over, and the alpha males are back.
Oh my
the
God.
Era of the pajama boy is over, and the alpha males are back.
Holy
the
shit.
Era of go. The pajama right, boy is...
Is that like... That's crazy, but it makes you nervous. I'm nervous and scared.
The era of the pajama boy is back.
Yeah.
Well, he's gone. He got fired, even though he swears that he left on his own volition.
Get me my latex and my strap-on.
Former deputy assistant and still current chief strategist.
Yes.
For I think he's working with Breitbart now.
Oh, okay, of course.
And Steve Bannon on their new Let's Take Over the Republican Party initiative.
Right. I am Pajama Boy.
Was speaking with radio host on Breitbart Radio, Alex
nice.
Marlowe.
Yes.
And, you know, they're thrilled aplenty.
Pajama Boy.
About the Harvey Weinstein allegations,
because
now they get to go after. Well, I mean, he's a liberal Hollywood J-E-W.
Oh my God!
So it's a trifecta for them.
Yes.
And here is Sebastian Gorka on
Pajama Boy. What the fuck?
Here's Gorka on Breitbart Radio talking about how liberals view sexual assault and shit like that.
Oh, God.
You had an incredible line yesterday where you said that Harvey Weinstein should have obeyed Mike Pence's rule for meeting with the opposite sex. And this is one thing that actually, in all seriousness, it's a funny line, but in all seriousness, it's something that I'm happily married. I met my wife in high school, and I'm very much happily married. But it is something that Mike Pence actually showed some leadership there, because I did consider.
Now he's like, you know, I think Pence has a point. Maybe because I just want to grab these women and flip them over and ram it in them.
Oh, yes.
Whenever I see them, maybe I should do that. You know what? What if we said that women have to wear long skirts? Because then...
Oh, yes.
And make sure that their arms and faces are covered. Oh, let's cover their faces, because some of them have really like nice lips
right.
and stuff that I want to have wrapped around my dick. So why don't we have them wear these hoods over their
yes.
faces with little slits in their eyes?
Well, why not?
And then they won't taunt us.
Because it's on them. That this guy is disgusting.
These people are so
right.
vile. I mean...
He wants to put people in burkas.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, that's where I'm going. Isn't
that's
it?
Where Mike,
he's making a joke
Mike
of it.
Mike Pence showed leadership.
But yeah, he's
God.
Saying Mike Pence really showed leadership. Like, because
God, that's so twisted.
Gorka said if Weinstein had followed Mike Pence's rule, he would be in trouble now.
Can we
pajama
just,
boy.
Yeah. Can we just say how dumb all these fucking idiots sound? I mean, yeah, they're sexist. You know, deplorable, the things they're saying. But goddamn, so fucking stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
These dickheads.
Of course, that on myself quite as stringently as Mike Pence does, but it is good food for thought. That is good leadership. And the heckle of Harvey Weinstein with that, when the media was so outraged that Mike Pence had that opinion, I think it's pretty devastating and brilliant.
Oh, Sebastian, if you were here, I would be sticking my finger right in your butthole and tickling that prostate
oh,
for
yeah.
you. Because
you got long fingers.
Because because it's great how you said that.
Oh, yeah.
It's great how you said that.
Oh, God. This dude, this radio guy is so fucking fucked up.
It's brilliant how you turn that around on those libtards who were. We're all upset about Mike Pence saying he can't have dinner alone
but,
with a woman.
He's characterizing it wrong. I don't think there was outrage. I think the feeling was more like, God.
What the fuck?
That is
right,
fucked up,
right,
dude.
Right, right.
We were weirded out. I don't know. It was fucked, it's fucked up.
With another woman. And that's something that I don't think I'll enforce that on myself quite as stringently as Mike Pence does. But it is good food for thought. That is good leadership. And the heckle of Harvey Weinstein with that, when the media was so outraged that Mike Pence had that opinion, I think it's pretty devastating and brilliant.
Well, thank you kindly. I know it made liberal heads explode everywhere, given the response on Twitter.
Oh, it made liberal heads explode on Twitter.
Oh, my God. That why does Gorka sound so weird, man?
He's British, but he's got this weird Hungarian thing going on, too. So
well, I don't mean to make fun of how he sounds. It's not, you know, whatever. What a creep.
Liberal heads explode everywhere, given the response on Twitter to my tweet. But it was, what I was doing there. I was shining a spotlight on the hypocrisy of the left and the mainstream media.
It's not hypocrisy.
Right. It's not hypocrisy at all.
We didn't lose our minds and become offended by Mike Pence. We're baffled and weirded out by it and a little scared that people like him might want to, I don't know, legislate shit like that. Well, you should prove that you should never be alone with a woman. How is that not Sharia?
Right. And the hypocrisy, the fucking hypocrisy is that these guys are all disgusted about this Harvey Weinstein shit, but yet they supported this Shitler. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Who had similar allegations, horrible allegations. I mean, we went through some of them yesterday.
Those were all opportunist whores, Ryan.
Oh, okay.
Lying, trying to bring a good man down.
So this guy's solution to everything is just have women, men and women can't ever eat together. What an idiot.
Yeah, I was shining a spotlight on the hypocrisy of the left and the mainstream media, that they lambast the morals of the vice president when they actually spike the stories about a sexual predator for decades.
They weren't lambasting the morals.
They weren't. They were making fun
of them.
Those
aren't morals. That's craziness.
Yeah.
That ain't morality. That is insanity, insecurity.
And I'm allowed to make fun of it brutally. I can make fun of that.
Right.
Everyone is allowed to make fun of that. That's just the way it is, dickhead. We don't live in fucking Russia. You know, we don't get arrested.
When they actually spike the stories about a sexual predator for decades. And one thing I want to point out that really occurred to me over this furore of Weinstein's behavior. Now, the left-wing virtue-signaling individuals talking about how we have to have a culture that respects women and how we have to push back. We have that culture. It's on the right.
Oh, my fucking God. Does he mean the culture of, like, family values?
Respecting women,
Oh, my God. Right. Well, wait.
Sure. Yes. They have that on the right, Ryan.
Right. Let me write all these laws legislating
Bill
the vagina.
Bill O'Reilly is a perfect example. Sure. Donald Trump's a perfect example.
Grab him by the fucking pussy.
Roger Ailes.
Oh, yes.
Is a perfect example.
Caligula at Fox. Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Virtue signaling individuals talking about how we.
By the way, he's probably got his flashcards in front of him to make sure he hits every tired old lunatic knuckle dragging trope. Virtue signalers.
Right. Absolutely. Why? Do we know why he couldn't pass his background check?
No, maybe because of those ties to that Nazi group that he had.
Yeah, that's probably it. That raises some flags.
individuals talking about how we have to have a culture that respects women and how we have to push back. We have that culture. It's on the right. It's what they've been trying to destroy for 35 years. So the irony of them calling for the kinds of things that they have actually tried to destroy by their value systems and the stuff they've been shoving down our throats in the media since the 1970s, the irony couldn't be higher.
Oh, God. People are odious. This is the guy, Sebastian Gorka.
Yes.
Is the guy in charge on The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, yeah.
No fucking joke.
Under his eye.
People like him took over.
Right. God. Ugh.
And he used to be a close White House advisor.
God, Pence is just seeming so terrifying right now. I mean, you know, shit. I hope Mueller finds something to indict, you know, everybody to get rid of all these fucknuts.
Pence too, yeah.
I don't know.
That would be really nice. That would help.
You know, this fucking Sebastian Gorka guy was in the fucking White House. Sure. Does it bother you that we don't know what the fuck he... So if we don't know what he was doing, should we assume he was just sitting there, or was he doing something?
Oh, yeah, but people nefarious. In the White House didn't know what he was doing.
Right.
Like, even other Republicans were like, what does he do? He's like some Steven Seagal wannabe lurking in the corner.
I mean, was he the liaison with people in Russia?
No, they don't know what he did.
Yeah.
He couldn't get any information. He couldn't be briefed on...
Right.
On secret information because he couldn't get the clearance.
Because of his Nazi shit, maybe.
Well, maybe, yeah. It might be out there why he couldn't. Right. I don't have that information.
It's just fucked up. Out totally tip disturbing. Of my tongue. And he sounds insane. I'm sorry. He does. Pajama boys. What's that
Pajama
even?
Pajama boys.
What does that mean? Oh, we don't know. I don't know what that means. It's just fucked up sounding. Pajama boys. I like pajamas. What the fuck? I don't know what that means.
Trump also vaguely threatening Puerto Rico today, basically saying, you know, we can't help you fuckers forever.
Yeah, you can.
He tweeted.
They're part of the fucking country, dickhead. What does that mean?
This morning, about 12 hours ago, if you're listening live here.
Thanks for listening. Tell your friends about the crabs. Which follow us on iTunes.
Puts it at 6:30 a.m. Eastern time.
Okay. So he's been up for a while. Pacing.
Masturbating, shitting.
In a plant. oh, man.
He tweeted.
Yes.
Quote.
Yes.
Puerto Rico survived the hurricanes.
Okay. Puerto Rico.
And
ah!
Now a financial crisis looms largely of their own making, quote, says Cheryl Atkinson. So he's quoting somebody.
Okay.
Saying, okay, the hurricane's over. Now these brown takers again are facing their own financial crisis of their own reasoning. And
I mean, their infrastructure's fucked.
What's his name? Oh my God, I can't think of his name. Yes. The former, he was the ethics guy, ethics lawyer under George Bush. Oh, the guy who talks like this.
Painter,
Richard Painter, yes. Richard Painter.
Yes.
I retweeted him, but he tweeted that this is like blaming the homeowners for the 2008 financial crisis.
Right.
That they weren't paying back their mortgages. When you're shopped a mortgage that you should not qualify for.
Yes.
And the banks lower their standards and give mortgages to people.
Right.
And aggressively, hey, don't worry about it. Bad credit. Come on. It's okay. We're going to get you in a house.
You know, my friend bought a house and the bank approved him for more money than he could afford. And right. He went and figured it out. And he went back and told him, I'm not buying anything that expensive because I actually can't afford it.
Oh, come on.
Math is wrong.
Come on.
Yeah. That's so fucked up, dude.
And signing people up for like these balloon payments and shit that they didn't realize were coming. And so that's who caused the fucking crash in 2008. And now this is Trump saying basically the same thing. And this whoever this Cheryl Atkinson twunt is.
Yes.
Loser. That he's quoting.
Boo.
Probably somebody that was on Fox and Fiends.
Oh, absolutely. Money, man.
Author.
Who the fuck is this? God. I mean, just because the storm is gone doesn't mean that their infrastructure still isn't fucked. I mean, does everybody have water and electricity? You know what I mean?
But again, it's rich assholes gambling.
Yeah.
And then when it falls through and they basically lose their bet.
Yes.
We're betting that Puerto Rico is going to pay us back. Puerto Rico says, we're fucked. We can't afford this anymore.
Yeah.
And instead of the evil financiers taking the hit they deserve.
Because they lost the bet.
They, by pushing junk bonds onto Puerto Rico. No, they have to pay their debt. Oh, this is their own creation down there.
Is this like...
the same thing they did to Greece.
I was going
to
say.
Same thing they did to Spain.
Is this austerity? Yes. Is that austerity?
Yes. So then God, you got to pass it down to the people.
Fucking allowed.
Make the people suffer. And that's why the people of Greece got pissed off and elected a socialist because they figured it out. They're like, fuck these banks.
They're going to fuck them. Us. Absolutely.
Right. I'm starving. because I'm suffering because some bankster who his day will be no different if that $1 million payment came in today or not.
Yes.
To his organization.
God damn. I mean, when they talk about austerity on the news with Greece, they don't frame it properly. They don't make it. It's insane.
It's the people. It's Greek's fault.
It is nuts.
It's the Greek people's fault. They're all lazy. They just want everything for nothing.
Right. They didn't they didn't gamble.
Yeah.
They didn't make the gamble. The people in Puerto Rico didn't have shit to do with that.
Trump tweets this creature, Cheryl Atkinson. Puerto Rico survived the hurricanes. Now a financial crisis looms largely of their own making.
That is...
By being in trouble.
Yes.
And they're in financial trouble. Evil financiers come down and say, oh, you know what? We'll sell you these bonds.
What?
We'll sell you these.
You know what's funny?
It's like, I got some bonds for you.
Didn't the banking industry just get bailed out?
That's another thing. Didn't the auto
industry get fucking bailed out?
We should have done what Iceland did, throw them all in jail.
Absolutely. But like, why can't we bail out Puerto Rico? If we can bail out the banks?
Because they're Mexican.
Oh, that's right. They're Mexican. Yes. I keep forgetting.
Puerto Rico. A total lack of accountability, says the governor. Electric and all infrastructure was disaster before hurricanes. Yeah, because you're starving the island. You've forced austerity on the island. They can't fix their electric infrastructure. How are they going to fix it?
And the bottom line to me would be there are Americans down there. The people of Puerto Rico are part of this fucking country, and they're suffering because of a storm. That's it. That's our job. Take care of them. Who the fuck cares about this loan that their country got sucked into the ocean and they got spit back out and everything's fucked up? I don't understand. This is fucked up, man. I mean, what about
Christianity? Could you go specifically into what conversations you've had already with PREPA, the Army Corps of Engineers, the bondholders? What is your plan to build a more distributed grid there with the modern technology that's at our fingertips?
Congresswoman Caster, you have just pointed out the real challenge that this country faces in dealing with the territory and the citizens of Puerto Rico.
Guess who we're relying on? The Secretary of Energy.
Oh, is that
Rick fucking Perry? Congressional panel.
Hey, is he going to do Dancing with the Stars this year or no?
Yeah, I think you only get to do it once, don't you?
Until I didn't know. Yeah.
The territory and the citizens of Puerto Rico. That's a country that already had its challenges.
It's our country.
Oh my God. Oh my God, he's so stupid.
That's a country.
It's our country, dickhead.
It's not a country.
But, if it weren't our country, does he ever think to himself, then what the fuck are you doing there?
They don't view it as a country, as part of our country.
What the fuck? It clearly is. That's not disputable.
Yeah.
Puerto Rico's is in the country.
There's probably a paper or two saying that.
But, damn.
Rick Perry refers to.
Oh, man. He should, Rick, you missed your fucking calling. I saw you on Dancing with the Stars. You were great. You were phenomenal. You should have went to musical theater. I imagine you probably could sing. Don't you think if he would have had training and shit, he could have made a name for himself in New York, working the boards, He should be.
It's not a country, but sure.
Wait.
Oh, God, she explains it.
Yeah, she has to explain to this idiot.
This idiot that's in the cabinet.
Who just like three times says.
He's the energy secretary.
It's.
He's the energy secretary.
I'm sorry. God.
Rick fucking Perry. God, I'm having a hard time. It keeps crashing here on this bullshit.
You're not having a hard time. Rick Perry's having a hard time. Imagine he sits at a meeting. He's like, oh, shit. This is our country. I had no fucking idea. I should read up.
And he's being questioned by a woman.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't like that, right?
Could you go specific?
Let me see if I can get this fucking shit to work here.
That is a That's a country that already had its challenges before
the
storm.
Well, it's America. They're American citizens, so it's not a country. But sure, could you just detail, since the time is limited.
That's the reason I called it a territory, ma'am. I apologize for misstating here and saying country. But the territory had a challenge in front of it already because of the oversight.
We know that. I just want to, since time is limited, can you just say specifically what conversation?
I love it when this happens because it drives these guys crazy, especially when women interrupt them. Remember, who's the one who got yelled at on those Senate panels for interrupting? The only person.
Yet she persisted.
That got, that's another time. But Kamala Harris, remember?
Oh, fuck yes, I remember that.
We'd like to say that please let the person answer. Please let the witness answer.
God damn.
Any of those other assholes interrupted the witness because they've only got certain amounts of time. Kamala Harris interrupts. She's got a vagina and a couple of boobies.
Who did she interrupt? I don't remember.
It was one of the Russia.
Oh, one of those
investigations.
Dick bags.
Something to do with the Russia.
Sessions. It was Sessions. I remember.
I just want to, since time is limited, can you just say specifically what conversations you've had and what the
plan? We've had many conversations about how to deal with this. The challenges are real. I can't tell you that.
You can't tell us anything.
You don't know shit.
You're
dude.
Telling us right
it's
now
a country.
That you can't tell us anything.
You said it's a country. He can't.
The challenges are real. We talk about it all. We're talking about how challenging
you
this is.
It's fucking really, liar.
Do you notice how challenging it is? It's really challenging.
You know what these guys talk about? The LSU football game. They talk about football. They talk about titties. They talk about how much they hate black people. Blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? They don't talk about the challenges of the country of Puerto Rico.
Come on, Rick. You saved that rock that said N-word head. You did. Hey, you had to, right? It's like in your garage or
N-word
something.
N-word head. N-word head. I fault whoever his toadies are. Because God damn it. If I'm in charge of Rick Perry not looking like a fucking idiot, I take that guy to the side and I said, listen, a few things before this meeting. Number one, Puerto Rico's in this country. It's America, okay? It's territory. It's our country. You got it? Boo!
But they speak Mexican.
Yeah. Don't do jazz hands. They speak Mexican. They fucking hate, man. Oh, my God. Imagine you live in Puerto Rico. You turn on the TV and this guy's talking about you live in a different country and shit. You're like, oh, we're fucked.
In other circumstances, you might cut someone some slack, but not these assholes.
He's in the cabinet, right? I mean, you know, do we have to explain why it's disturbing that the Secretary of Energy doesn't know Puerto Rico is in the country? And it's been in the fucking news! And it's been in the fucking news, man. It's been in the fucking news a lot.
Yes.
Fucking a lot. It's kind of inexcusable. Willful ignorance. Willful fucking ignorance. Correct. If you don't know Puerto Rico's part of America, then you're ignoramus dickhead.
Puerto Rico.
Oh, my fucking Christ. He nails it, though, doesn't he?
He loves it.
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Oh, my God.
We love Puerto Rico.
Oh, 25th Amendment, baby. All day. That should be enough.
Water. Big water. Ocean water.
Oh, look at my African-American over here. Look at him.
Anyway. Listen, in fairness...
I'd like to announce Ben Carson coming to the stage.
Wake
up,
Ben.
Totally see him doing that.
You know, I lost my train of thought. I was going to have a thought about Puerto Rico. I don't remember what it was. Who cares? Wow, what a bunch
Puerto
of dickbags.
Puerto Rico.
Oh, yeah. In fairness of equal time, please play all of Obama's fuck-ups. You made fun of Hitler, now do Obama's. Do them.
Yeah.
It's really tough, isn't it?
It's a little...
Jeez.
Please clap.
Right. Well, that's Jeb. That's not Obama.
So...
please clap. I can't take it.
In our Trump's America segment for today, you know what that means.
Oh, yes.
Trump's America today, we have...
Lucky boy.
The sheriff. Of course, these sheriffs, you really got to keep an eye on these fuckers, because...
Why are they elected?
There's not a lot of them that I've seen that aren't odious creeps.
Right.
And assholes.
Well, why don't we elect law enforcement professionals, or why are we electing them?
Is it weird? Understand that. Yeah, I don't know.
Because they carry a gun.
Steve Prater.
Okay.
P-R-A-T-T-O-R. Prator.
Fuck you, Prator.
Prator.
Oh, Steve Prator.
Sheriff of Caddo Parish, Louisiana.
Oh, fuck me.
Cato? C-A-D-D-O? Who the fuck knows how these people pronounce
is it
things?
This sheriff is probably a progressive right. A leftist.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
This is just unreal. He talks about they're trying to have some kind of criminal justice reform in Louisiana.
Fuck you.
To reduce the total prison population by 10%.
Okay.
That's fucking great.
That's amazing.
It should be reduced by 90%.
Right.
For parole eligibility for nonviolent, they're lowering the threshold.
Okay.
For parole eligibility for nonviolent offenders. You got some weed on you. And you're black, so yes, you're going to get arrested then.
Right.
Nonviolent offender, your parole eligibility, the bar is going to be a little bit lower so they can get you the fuck out faster.
Yes, yes.
Listen to what this guy...
Oh, shit.
The sheriff of Caddo County, Caddo Parish,
man.
Caddo Parish, Louisiana.
Ate my dick.
They don't even call them counties.
Right. That's weird. Parish.
This is terrifying.
Place out there. I don't want... state prisoners, okay? They are a necessary evil to keep the doors open, that we keep a few or keep some out there. And that's the ones that you can work. That's the ones that can pick up trash, the work release programs. But guess what? Those are the ones that they're releasing.
Okay.
They're releasing all my slaves that I got out picking trash.
How am I going to pick up trash without my free labor?
The prisoners that you can work. The ones that can pick up trash. The work release programs.
God damn.
So he's upset.
He's losing an income stream.
That they're going to let nonviolent black people.
Yes.
Overwhelmingly, it's Louisiana.
God damn.
But guess what?
Guess what?
Those are the ones that they're releasing. In addition to the bad ones, and I call these bad. In addition to them, they're releasing some good ones that we use every day to wash cars, to change oil in our cars, to cook in the kitchen, to do all that, where we save money. Well, they're going to let them out.
Well, they're the good
they're
ones.
They're washing our cars.
What does he mean,
well,
the good
we're
ones?
We're going to let the good ones out.
Well, the good ones
These
should
are the
be...
ones that will shut up and do our Negro work for
oh,
us.
Man, our prison system is fucked.
This is... slavery.
Absolutely.
We're going to have to...
This is, you're taking my slaves away. You're letting the good ones go.
When I don't have to pay to get my oil changed or to have my food cooked, I save money.
The nonviolent offenders. Nonviolent.
What? And what about their fucking life? What kind of life is that?
Well, we give them roof over their head and job.
This guy is a bag of garbage. Oh, God.
Sean King, a journalist advocate, tweeted, watch, in 38 seconds, Steve Prater, sheriff of Caddo Parish in Louisiana, tells you he really likes keeping good black men in jail.
Oh, my God. God, you know, Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter because of shit like this.
And this is a cartoon character. This is this is something out of a movie.
Place out there. I don't want state prison. Okay? They are a necessary evil to keep the doors open, that we keep a few or keep some out
few.
There. And that's the ones that you can work. That's
God, keep the ones you can work.
Does he not understand how fucked up he sounds?
He wants to keep people in jail so they can work them.
Oh, my God.
So they can get their cars clean.
This is why people are taking a knee for the fucking anthem. Because if you're a black person, one of the good ones... is being imprisoned by this dude just because he needs somebody to change his oil and cook for free. Do you want to stand and you want to put your hand on your fucking heart for the national anthem? Do you feel free under this fucking country? Of course not. This is disgusting.
So, yeah, not a big fan of the new criminal justice reform.
Good Lord.
And guess...
we got alter, a case of
fees. Alter the accent a little bit, and that could be our fucking attorney general, because he's trying to keep the black ones in jail.
Right.
More in jail.
Well, yeah. In Sessions, it's more disturbing, because this guy, Sessions, is slick, right?
Yeah.
This guy sounds like a bumpkin.
Ugh. Sheriff.
He's a sheriff.
Good job, Caddo Parish in Louisiana.
You guys elected this guy? What a piece of fucking garbage. Well, the sheriff I grew up with in, allegedly, where I grew up in Georgia, he had prisoners build his fucking house. Build his fucking house or a ranch home or something he had somewhere. You know what I mean?
And there are conservatives who would listen to that and say, good, put them Negroes to work, those filthy animal criminals. Good.
Oh,
make them work. They shouldn't be sitting there getting a college education on my tax dollars.
Hey, GOP dickbags, just for one second, try to imagine black people are human. Think of black people
you.
Like humans, and it might help you not be racist pieces of shit. Oh, my God.
Trump's America.
Listen to that racism. Listen to that guy. And the right, they get their little fucking panties in a wad when the left goes after them for being bigots and for being racist. There's a war on white people. Whatever. Whatever. Oh, my God. It's disgusting.
Thanks for listening to us today. We got a couple minutes left here.
Okay.
Don't forget, we're back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7. On East Type Coast. Don't forget to listen to all the other great stuff here on the network. Tonight, if you're listening Thursday, 8 p.m. Pacific, a brand new daily Upper Decker sports podcast. Hilarious as fuck. This time they've got their the Dud Boys, the Daily Upper Decker Boys, done got their NBA preview ahead.
Yeah,
so,
and by the way, somebody gets the, I don't know what this means. They get some player is going to receive the Bleached Asshole Award.
Oh, well, there
the
you go.
The Bleached Asshole
it's
Award.
Very exciting. So
what does that look like?
Listen live tonight.
I mean, what does the trophy look like? How do you, the asshole? that's funny.
The 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 out on the Eastern Coast streaming, and then it'll be on iTunes and Stitcher.
That's right, Pat.
.com. Don't forget to listen to all the other stuff here. Don't forget to listen, download K-Voice, Voice of Resistance.
Oh, wee.
The Hollywood Hick.
Fuck you.
Et cetera, et cetera, et
that's
cetera.
Right. Oh, my God.
I'm trying to see what I've got here that's worthy of a couple of minutes only that we have here.
Yes.
No, that's for tomorrow.
Ooh, tease.
The
Faithless Friday.
Oh, well, this one might be really, really quick. This is out of Virginia.
Yes.
The wonderful state of Virginia. There's a
right
runoff election or an election coming up for... Lieutenant governor there.
Okay.
The Republican is a state senator, Jill Vogel. She's the Republican.
Vogel.
And then we've got a... Oh, my God. Where's the name of the... Ralph Northam.
Okay.
No. That's the guy running for governor.
Right.
Who is comfortably in the lead.
Right.
Over a Republican lunatic.
Oh, good. So a progressive might win the governorship in Virginia.
Yes. Justin Fairfax is the name of the Democratic candidate for lieutenant governor here going up against Virginia State Senator Jill Vogel.
Right.
And Jill Vogel, during a debate the other night,
yes,
whipped out a heapin' helpin'
yummy
of racist white rage.
Oh, geez.
We'll call her a white asshole, and Mr. Fairfax is an African-American gentleman.
Right.
Vogel here is one of the co-authors of the infamous/famous I'm going to shove a sonogram up your vagina to take a picture of your baby,
whether
you want it to or not. Turn your head and look at it, you whore.
Is this governor ultrasound bullshit?
Yep. In Virginia, this is when Terry McAuliffe, right? Wasn't that his name? Was the...
How's that? You shoving something up.
What was his name? McAuliffe, wasn't it?
Honestly, I knew him as Governor Ultrasound.
Yeah, Governor Ultrasound, who cares?
Dickbag.
But this is the one who helped write the legislation. It was her bill.
Oh, okay.
Transvaginal.
Oh, my God.
And it meant no matter what stage in the pregnancy, which meant if you're under three... I think it's 3 months.
Yes.
They can't see anything unless they shove something up inside of you.
How?
To which the Republican theocrat.
They love it.
We're like, I don't care.
God, that is so horrible.
So listen here. We got to go quick.
Right.
As Mr. Fairfax confronts her on the issue.
Yes.
Of her previous heinous bill.
Okay.
And she accuses him of personal attacks.
Oh, God.
But what I will do is stand up for people who are trying to make sure that their rights are protected, particularly for women and their reproductive health care. This was one of the worst bills ever. It made us a laughingstock around the country, and it was Senator Vogel's bill that she sponsored and introduced.
Senator Vogel, 1 minute.
If I might respond. The only person that has been making personal attacks in this race is Justin Fairfax. I have been nothing but gracious and polite.
Now, he laughed. He's like, I got her. He knows he got her. She's
right.
Leaning forward. She's angry. Angry,
yes.
White woman challenged by black man, Ryan.
Oh, my God.
And now listen to where she goes.
I have been nothing but gracious and polite and talked only about the issue. And he brings this up every chance he gets.
Which is an issue.
And
it's not
should.
A personal attack. It's an issue.
It's a crazy issue.
Well, it's an issue.
Right. Absolutely.
It's not a personal attack. You wrote this
absolutely.
Legislation.
Because there are other issues that he could talk about, but I clearly think he is not informed enough on those issues to talk intelligently about them. I just have to put...
Oh, now you heard the gasp from the audience. He's not informed enough to talk intelligently
about
them.
He's not intelligent.
Them. This Negro isn't intelligent like us white folk.
...intelligently about them. I just have to put that out there and say that this is just, in my view, a cheap way to score political points at the expense of women, as a way of fear-mongering and to constantly draw attention to this because he thinks that this is a way to win an election. Well, I'm standing here, and it hasn't worked before, and I don't think it's going to work now. And again, I fundamentally believe that he misunderstands the stuff.
Anyway.
He's too stupid to understand.
Oh, yeah. So she was righteously raked over the social media coals.
A woman started this Governor Ultrasound bullshit. She wrote the law.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Wow, what a fucked up verdict.
Because Jesus.
God, Sky God's got you guys fucked up.
We got to go quick. Thanks for listening to us. Crabdiving.com, Amazon. Go to crabdiving.com, Amazon. Listen to Ryan on Crab at Rated R Comedy on the social medias, or go to RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
We got to go. See you tomorrow, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Yay.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.